the tradition, the history, the close contest, the tributes as we honour our servicemen and women on Anzac Day. The Dragons, $1.80 up against the Roosters, $2.05. The last 3 years have been fantastic contests, 2 points, 2 points, then golden point with Mitchell Pearce last year as we welcome the guru, David Middleton. G'day, guru.
G'day, boys. Geez, the weekend comes round fast these days, doesn't it? Wednesday football.
I mentioned, was that Mitchell's first ever drop goal success in NRL?
No, I think, no, I think there was a five-year drought. I think he'd had something like 18 attempts.
18, there you go.
Something, yeah, I remember it was...
And then he broke the drought and he kicked another one a week later, but they ended up getting beaten by a Sean Johnson penalty goal against the Warriors. But, yeah, so, I look, the atmosphere, the crowds on that special day of the year, I think that helps promote the great football that we've seen the last 3 years, and they've been just cracking contests. And look, you get them in Melbourne as well. Over 20,000 will be at Amy Park for the Storm Warriors game Wednesday night as well.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's a great day, and again, it's a great time to reflect on what everyone has done for the country, in particular the servicemen and women. But those games of football, you can just sense the guys get excited to play on that day, and it builds the emotion. The crowd is massive, and it just adds to the occasion. I think, you know, whenever there's a big crowd at a rugby league game, you can always sense that it's going to be a good game as well.
Love the fact that we pay respect in the morning on Anzac Day, pay respect for what the Diggers did for us, and then in the afternoon we celebrate our freedoms and celebrate by playing a game
of football. That is true, and we do it in across the codes now, which is fantastic to see as well. And I know hashtag talk the game up, but it's so nice as well because we get to see football played with people in the background instead of empty blue seats.
Yeah, you don't need to talk the game up when you see games like that.
No,
you don't need to
go
out of your way to do it.
And the players respond. There's no doubt. No. There's no doubt. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the occasion, the better the game.
Well, I'll tell you, this week at training, there'd be a real spring in the step. Sometimes during the season, you can just go through the week of training and it's another game. Yeah. This is not another game. No. This is one that stirs the emotions inside. You know there's going to be a packed crowd. You know what the importance of the day is, and you need to celebrate it in great style. And we have all these servicemen and women turn up to the game as well, and you want to put on a good performance. And as a sportsman, when you're playing on a big occasion, you've been given the opportunity to go and showcase what you can do and to celebrate what everyone has done for this country. It's your obligation to go out there and put on a good performance.
And that's
performance.
And that's what they do, don't they, year after year. $1.80, the Dragons. The Roosters, $2.05. We're all about trying to find a winner here and some value.
Yeah, look, I'm going to stick with the Dragons this week. They were a little bit flat, I thought, probably against the Warriors last week. It was a terrific game on Friday night in Auckland. It was a terrific game of football, but I just thought they may be a little bit flat. Maybe they've got this game at the back of their minds that they're, you know, they've got a short turnaround for this game. They're travelling back from Auckland for it. Difficult for them, but I'm going to stick with them because they've got a really good record in this clash. They've actually not performed well against the Roosters the rest of the season, the rest of the time they've played. They've actually won only two of their last 10 games against the Roosters, but it's a weird one because they've won 7 of the last 10 Anzac games. So I'll stick with the Dragons given their good record. But, you know, again, it'll be a toss of the coin job. It could go either way. 2 points, 2 points, 1 point. I'll stick with the Dragons to win.
And Melbourne versus the Warriors. Melbourne are $1.50 favourites. The Warriors, who were excellent last week against the Dragons, heavy outsiders, $2.65.
Yeah, look, I think there's value in the Warriors, maybe at the line there, but I'll go with Melbourne as well because I think they're probably just starting to come into their best form. And a slowish start to the season, look, you know, obviously getting used to life after Cooper Cronk. Also that World Cup hangover, that they had a lot of players involved in the World Cup as well. But if you saw them play last Friday night against the Broncos, wow.
They were white
some hot. Of the stuff that they were doing was unbelievable. And particularly playing to their strengths out wide without Okara and Vunivalu. They've scored, I think it's 11 of the 25 tries scored by the Storm this season. Almost half of the tries are scored by both the wingers. And Billy Slater's there, you know, playing almost back to the best form that he's played. He was incredible last Friday night. So I'll go the Storm at Amy Park, but the Warriors will be very good value there at the line.
The Rabbits without Sam Burgess, by the way, Mido, $1.60 up against the Brisbane Broncos, $2.40, still looking to try and settle their halves position.
And no Andrew McCulloch as well, which is a really big loss for the Brisbane Broncos. The Rabbitohs, look, they performed really well without Sam Burgess when he was suspended. And look, they're in really hot form at the moment. And Greg Inglis is playing some good football. He scored a try in his last four games, Inglis. It's at ANZ Stadium. The Rabbitohs were really unlucky to lose to the Broncos there last year. I don't know if you remember, there was an Anthony Milford field goal that should never have been allowed. He dropped the ball picking it up before he was awarded the field goal. They won by a point, the Broncos. That might be in the back of the mind, some memory for the Rabbitohs there. I'll tip South to win.
Manly, $1.55 after the dramas that they've had over the last couple of weeks. Start favourite against a Newcastle Knights team without Mitchell Pearce at $2.50.
Yeah, tough one to pick, isn't it? Because you don't know what's going on there at Manly right at the moment. They've
nothing good.
Leaked a huge amount of points in their last three games, something like 114 points in three games. Have they sorted out their differences? They were a team divided, weren't they? You know, yeah. Nine players coming out in support of Jackson Hastings when it appeared that, you know, the early indications were that the whole team was off with him, which is, just wasn't true. So whether they've sorted their differences, we don't know. The Knights without Mitchell Pearce, well, they'll have a real point to prove, won't they? I'm going to tip the Knights to win.
Ooh.
As an outsider. I just thought Newcastle can win that game. It's at Brookvale. It's at Brookvale where they don't have a good record, but I still think they can win.
The Penrith Panthers were a little bit wobbly. They weren't that impressive. We're going to chat with James Maloney after 8 o'clock. We'll ask him. $1.50 against the Bulldogs, $2.65, who couldn't find the try line with a sat nav last weekend.
Panthers were just went away from doing the things that had got them so much success early in the season last Sunday. They were really all over the shop against the Sharks. And in a game where Cronulla were missing so much talent through injury, it was a game they should have won, the Panthers. They nearly got there in the end, but they didn't deserve to. They were outplayed for most of that 80 minutes. Look, they're at home against a Canterbury side that, as you saw last Thursday night, really struggled in attack. But defensively, their game was, you know, quite extraordinary to hold the Roosters to one try for 80 minutes. You know, and success is built on defence. I think they probably took a fair bit out of that game, despite the fact they didn't get across the line. I don't think they're too far away, the Dogs, but, you know, again, probably value in the Dogs at the line, but Penrith to win.
The Gold Coast have lost back-to-back games away from home. They are the outsiders, $2.25 up against the Sharks at $1.67.
Yeah. And they're back at home, back at Seabus Super Stadium. The
poor
first
buggers
time,
don't even know where their home ground is.
They're back there for the first time.
That's
since round one.
That's good value for the Gold Coast.
And their record against the Sharks is not that bad. The Sharks have won only two of the last seven games. There was a draw in there as well. But the Titans have performed quite well against the Sharks. And Cronulla have plenty of injury worry still. And Luke Lewis doesn't look like he'll play with that calf injury as well. So troubles for the Sharks, but I'm going to tip the Sharks to win up there.
Oh, it sounded like that's... I
was on the brink.
Yeah, you're on the
brink. I was on the brink, but I'm going Sharks.
Quite clearly, too. That's because of the Commonwealth Games, obviously. So that's why they've been
played
away
in Toowoomba and Gladstone.
That's why they've been away from home. Gladstone, don't mention Gladstone. Poor old Trent Barrett just drove off the road again. North Queensland Cowboys, Mido, up against Canberra. I don't think they're back. $1.40, they had a win up against Canberra, $3.
Yeah, but Canberra's been way off their game, haven't they? There's, you know, they can score points, the Raiders, but geez, they can let some in at the same time. And the Cowboys probably showed a few good signs last weekend in their match, but yeah, I'll tip them at, because they're at home and because the Raiders have a really poor record in Townsville. They haven't won up there since 2006. So jeez. I'm tipping Cowboys.
Wow, 2006. In the final game, Parramatta got their first victory last weekend against Manly, and they played some terrific football. Can they back it up against the West Tigers? They go in as underdogs again, Parramatta, $2.05 to $1.80, the Tigers.
Yeah, pretty tough one to pick this one. West Tigers, they still have the best defensive record in the competition, despite that last-minute loss to the Knights last Saturday night. They did play well, and maybe a little unlucky to lose in the end, but it was a quality game of football, that one up in Tamworth.
I thought Newcastle the better team.
They probably were, probably deserved their win. But I'm going to tip West Tigers to bounce back from that. I'm not convinced about the Eels yet. You know, they did play well last weekend, but they were up against a Manly side in all sorts of drama and trouble. So I'll go West Tigers to finish off there with a win at ANZ.
All right. So your outsider is Newcastle to beat, $2.50 to beat Manly.
Correct.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Not so good for Manly. So you're believing the internal ructions.
We don't know. Yeah,
continues to eat away.
It's a tough thing, isn't it? You know, and they seriously are. You know, they've got some internal troubles there. There's no doubt about that. And whether they've resolved them or whether they can resolve them in time to win a game of football on the weekend remains to be seen.
Good on you, Mido.